上个星期呢，我们开始学习了《路加福音》。那么这个星期呢，主若许可，我们要开始继续学习《路加福音
So, we're just looking forward to helping us understand that book more and getting more conviction out of it.
因为我们在盼望呢，就是说呢，我们可以在那个学习那本书里，《路加福音》里学到更多的东西，并且呢，更多的去深信那本书。
So let's pray now that the Lord will bless us.
因为我们来祷告，那主来赐福给我们。
Lord, we're thankful that you have written the Bible for us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您把圣经呢写给了我们。
We're thankful that you have placed in it, as Peter tells us, everything that is required for life and godliness.
因为主呢，我们知道呢，您在那个圣经里包括了，就像彼得所说的一样呢，对我们的就是生命和金钱的一切都写在里面了。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will teach us tonight everything we need to know regarding life and godliness.
所以主啊，我们就是今天呢，祈求您能教导我们，教导我们每一件事情，我们需要知道的关于生命和金钱的。
So our prayer is that we will understand the truth, that we will live what we learn.
所以呢，我们就是主啊，我们的祷告是呢，我们能够理解真理，但是呢，把我们的学到的活出来。
And so, as we turn now to the scriptures, we pray that you will be with us.
当我们转向圣经的时候呢，求您呢与我们同在。
Give me the right words to say.
所以呢，赐给我正确的话去讲。
Give understanding to each who will listen.
能够听的人呢，有那样的理解能力。
Bring others who might benefit from the study this evening as well.
所以，把其他的一些在今天晚上的学习中受益的人也带到这里来。
And for all this, we give thanks and look to you for blessing.
所以，为了这一切呢，我们现在感恩，祈求您的赐福。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
Amen.
again, good to be with you all this evening.
你非常呢，高兴今天和大家在一起。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1.
我们呢，转到那个《路加福音》的第一章。
Luke, chapter 1.
路加第一章。
We pointed out last week that the book of Luke is written by this medical doctor, Luke, who is an outstanding historian.
所以呢，上个星期我们提到呢，这本书是有一个叫路加的，他是一个杰出的医生，也是一个杰出的历史学家所写的。
So, in addition, as to the fact that he's writing the book according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, he's also writing it as a physician with the heart of a loving physician.
在这个里面呢，我们同样也提到呢，他写这本书的时候呢，是有着圣灵的带领，带领呢由一个可爱的医生的内心，发自内心的写出来的。
And he's writing to this man, Theophilus, basically a man who's interested in the truth of God. And Luke's plan is to tell him of the surety, the certainty of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个里面呢，我们上个星期提到呢，他写给这本书写给叫提阿非罗的一个人。这个提阿非罗呢，他肯定是就是对神的事情非常感兴趣，所以呢，路加呢把这个就是关于主耶稣基督的那种确定的、确实的道理讲给他听。
So the question is, where is he going to start his story?
所以问题是，他的故事要从哪里开始呢？
Verses 1 to 4 are the introduction. Verse 5 begins the story where Luke says we should begin if we're going to understand the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
1到4节呢是一个介绍，介绍以后呢，那么说呢，从五节开始呢，路加说呢，我们要讲主耶稣基督的故事，那么我们应该呢，要从这里讲起。
So he says in verse 5, there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias, excuse me, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
当犹太王希律的时候呢，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫伊丽莎白。
So here's the historical setting now.
但这个历史呢，已经开始设定了。
This all took place in the days of Herod, the king of Judea.
所有的故事呢，都发生在那个西历犹太王西历的那个年代。
There were, in fact, several of that family who were kings of Judea. They're called Herod. There's many different Herods.
因为西历呢，其实在那个时候呢，在犹太地呢，有很多西历，就是在一个家里的，他一个都是一个家族的，所以不同的人都可以称之为西历。
This Herod is called Herod the Great, and he is really the father of the Herodian line.
他这个西律呢，被称之为大西律。大西律呢，它其实呢，就是他这个西律这个王朝的那个祖先。
And then, having looked at the political, he looks over at the priestly. He says, there was a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife whose name was Elizabeth.
在这里谈到了当时的政治情况的时候呢，同样也提到了这个祭司的那一部分。祭司呢，他说亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦女儿们的后人，名叫伊丽莎白。
Now, there were in the city of Jerusalem at the temple in the days of Herod, there were a large number of priests.
因为当时在大希律王的那个年代呢，就是说在那个圣殿里呢有那祭司，就是说呢，当时呢有很多的祭司在里面。
In the days of Moses, there was one priest, his name was Aaron.
就在摩西那个年代呢，有一个祭司，只有一个祭司，他的名字叫亚伦。
But that was a long time ago. Aaron and his sons, he had four sons. There were five priests.
因为这个里面呢，当时呢，就是很久以前，那么亚伦呢有四个儿子，他的四个儿子呢，加上他自己呢，就有5个祭司。
But that was 1400 or 1500 years earlier. Now there were a large number of priests.
因为这个呢是大概400到1500年之前，到这个时候呢，有很多的祭司了。
So in the days of David, he divided the priests into 24, 24, the word, I can't remember the precise word for it, but there were 24 groups of priests.
就在那个大卫王那个时候呢，大卫王呢把祭司呢分成了24班。
Sometimes they're called courses of priests.
他们呢有时候把它叫成那个就是一班祭司。
So 24 sections of priests, each of them had a responsibility to execute the priest service probably for a week here or a week there in the year.
在这个里面，当时有24班的这样的祭司呢，他们分为24个班，那么在一年之中呢，他们会只说1个星期轮流的去做祭司值班。
Zacharias was one of those priests in that particular course of priests, each of which, or sorry, he would have served as a priest for probably 2 weeks in a year.
这个里面呢，撒加利亚呢，他是那个特定的一班里面的一个祭司，他呢有可能呢在那一年里，他有2个星期在圣殿里做大祭司服侍。
In a very interesting way, he was a faithful priest. We'll read about that in the next verse.
一个非常有意思的方式呢，他是一个非常的忠实的祭司。下一篇里面我们会读到。
Verse 6 says, both Zechariah and Elizabeth were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments of God and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
你这个第六节说呢，他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命律例，没有可指责的，
They were good men.
是好人。
And they had lived, Zechariah and his wife both had lived outstanding lives before the Lord.
因为就是撒加利亚和他的妻子呢，他们两个人呢，在神面前呢，都是非常的优秀的人。
So God is going to do a great work now, and He chooses people to work through. And it's not surprising that He chose this good couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
所以这个里面呢，就神呢，现在要开始工作了。工作呢，这时呢，毫无疑问的，神呢就选择了这两个人，他们是撒加利亚和伊丽莎白来做神的工作。
But even though they were good people, they had a problem. Verse number 7.
也就算他们是好人的话呢，他们生活中呢仍然存在问题。第七节。
They had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years.
对，第七节说，只是他们没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
So the question is, if God's got a job to do, who does he choose to do it?
现在问题是呢，如果神有工作要做，他会选择谁去做呢？
And very often he chooses the unlikely. Sometimes he chooses people who are very, very young, like David.
因为是，就是说呢，神呢选择人的时候呢，好像不应该是选择那样的人，就像是说，有时候呢选择非常年轻的人，就像大卫王那样。
Sometimes he chooses people who are very old, like Moses.
因为呢，有时候呢，他选择人呢，就是年纪非常大，就像摩西一样的。
In this case, he chose the couple that were old, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
因为这里呢，他选择了一对夫妻呢，他们非常老了，就像撒加利亚和伊丽莎白。
But they had a problem that is not uncommon in the Bible.
因为他们有这样的问题呢，在圣经里的并不是说是不常见的。
God's plan for his people, according to scripture, is that they are fruitful and multiply, that they are blessed with many children.
因为神的计划在圣经里呢，是人呢，他们要生养众多，然后呢，有很多很多的后代呢，这是对他们的祝福。
But you'll remember, Abraham was blessed of God, but he didn't have any children till he was older.
所以呢，你知道呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他是受神赐福的，但是当他年纪大的时候呢，他也没什么孩子。
Isaac, his son, was the same.
所以呢，以撒也是同样的。
And then Jacob, his grandson, had no children by Rachel, and that was a great grief to them too.
因为他的孙子呢，就像那个雅各呢，他呢和那个拉杰，他们也没有任何的孩子，这对他们来说呢，也是很大的那个痛苦。
And you remember also Hannah, who was Elkanah's wife and the mother of Samuel, she had no children either.
你们也都记得那汉娜，她是艾开家的妻子，也是萨姆尔的那个母亲，她也没什么孩子。
So it's true that very often godly people are not free from disappointments in life.
那就是非常贱的，就是说那些进钱的人呢，在他们的人生里呢，也是通常呢，就是不会说没有失望的。
And the question is, why would it be that these godly people would have to wait so long for the answer to their prayers?
所以现在问题是呢，为什么这么多的进钱的人呢？他们必须等待神呢，来应允他们的祷告等那么长时间呢？
And it's interesting. What's the word I want? It is often, it's often followed, or the reason for it is often that the Lord withholds his blessing in order to give us something greater later.
这个原因呢，是通常呢，那个主呢，就是把他的赐福呢，先让他稍微的，就是延时一会儿，就是呢，为了在稍后的时候呢，给我们一些更好的、更大的赐福。
And all of these, as we have mentioned, all of these were slow to have children, but when they did have sons, they were outstanding sons.
因为我们所知道这些人呢，他们都是呢，就是说最后呢才有了孩子，但是他们的儿子呢都是非常杰出的儿子们。
So if you find yourself waiting a long time for the blessing of God, keep praying. Keep trusting, keep believing, and let God ultimately give you something far better than if He'd answered the prayer when you first started to pray.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果你发现呢，神呢，他呢，没有及时呢回应你的祷告，所以你要一直相信呢，一直祷告，一直就是说去相信神能够在将来呢，稍后会给你更好的、更大的赐福。这个赐福比你刚开始祷告的时候所要求的赐福还要大得多。
So the story goes on now in verse number 8. It says, So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
那这故事呢，往下继续。第八节说呢，撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的职分的规矩抽签，进得主殿烧香。
So Luke, the historian, has told us that this all took place in the days of Herod the king. It took place in the temple and in the priesthood of Abiah.
所以这个里面呢，路加呢告诉我们呢，这样的故事呢，它一直在发生在那个当时叙利王还是王的时候的那个年代，并且呢，这些故事是发生在亚比亚班里的一个祭
But
司。
in particular, it took place when Zechariah was doing the work of the priest as he'd been instructed to do according to the laws of Moses way back 1400, 1500 years earlier.
这个特别的提到的是一个叫撒加利亚的，他呢就是按照那个祭司的制度呢，在开始行使他祭司的制度，按照祭司要去做的这些，就是说会追溯回去到1000多年之前摩西制定的那个祭司的职分，照着那个职分去做。
Now, again, it is interesting that what he was doing was he was burning incense before the Lord, following instructions given 1400 years ago.
这里面呢有意思的呢，他是进殿呢，进主殿里烧香，在主面前烧香，这个呢就是遵循着在1400年之前呢所定的这样的规矩。
Furthermore, nothing had been added to the Bible. In the last 400 years.
所以呢，就是进一步讲呢，在过去的4000年来，在圣经里并没有加上任何新的东西。
Moses had written the first five books of the Bible 1400 years earlier.
因为摩西呢，在1400年之前呢，他写了那个《摩西五经
The story of David took place 1,000 years earlier.
》。所以呢，大卫王的这个故事呢，发生在1000多年之前。
The last of the prophets in the Old Testament, Malachi, had been written 400 years earlier.
这个旧约里面最后的一个先知说，他那个写的书是在400年之前。
And Zechariah still believed God and still did exactly as he was told in the laws of Moses, in spite of the fact that God had remained silent for 400 years.
因为但利亚呢，他呢仍然在相信神，他仍然就是按照神的那个制定的计划，就是说在1400年之前，摩西他们制定的这样的规矩做。尽管那个神呢在400年前保持了沉默，他仍然相信神。
Now that's the kind of people we ought to be.
这就是我们应该成为的那样的人的样子。
We just keep on being faithful to the Lord in spite of the fact that we haven't seen any editions of prophecy. The Bible is still an old book, 2,000 years old. Why do we still do it? Because God is still on the throne.
在这个里面呢，就是我们也要像这样，我们要继续的去相信神，尽管神呢没有给我们更多的这样的一些指导，但是呢，圣经呢，它是在那2000多年前写的，尽管这样呢，我们仍然要相信圣经里面所讲的一切。
So, according to Moses, the responsibility of Zechariah was to go into the temple of God at the time of the morning and evening sacrifice and to make the incense, put the incense before the Lord.
按照摩西的律法呢，就撒加利亚呢，他应该进到那个圣殿主殿里面做早祭和那个下午晚祭2个时间烧香祷告。
But he wasn't the only one following the Lord. Verse number 10 says, And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense.
但是呢，就是说这个买撒加利亚，他不是那个直接那个进殿烧香的。第十节说呢，烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
So it's interesting that the Lord said, I want incense to be burned. Every morning, every evening, I want the people to come to pray every morning and every evening.
对，那个就是非常有意思的是，主呢，他说我想要人呢，早上呢他们来烧香，晚上来烧香，也想他们呢早上来祷告，晚上来祷告。
So long before this, in the days of Daniel, even though he was in the city of Babylon, he prayed to the Lord at the time of the morning and evening sacrifice, just as these people were doing.
因为就是在很久之前呢，就是在他们之前有个但以理，但以理呢，尽管他被掳到了巴比伦去了，但是他在巴比伦的时候呢，他每天呢都在这个时候，就是早晨和晚上的时候呢，来献祭、祷告、烧香。
And in the book of Acts, the great miracle of healing the paralytic man at the beautiful gate, that story took place at the time of the evening sacrifice.
因为呢，就是在《使徒行传》里面呢，有一个人呢，他被就是瘫子，他被治愈了的这样的一个人呢，他的那个时候发生在那个每门的时候呢，也是在这个早上献祭的这个时，在下午献祭的这个时候，
What's it all mean?
这些都代表着什么呢？
It means that when we pray, as the Lord requires us to pray according to his conditions, when we pray, God answers prayer. He chose to answer this prayer at this particular time.
所以这个呢，就是说，当我们祷告的时候呢，祷告的时候呢，神呢，他选择在这样一个早祭晚祭的这个特别的这个时候呢，回应我们的祷告。
Now, one of the problems that an historian has is how do you prove a particular event happened?
因为现在的问题呢，就是说是在历史上，你怎样的证明一个特别的事情发生呢？
And this miracle that we're going to study is an amazing miracle. The question is, did it really happen?
所以这个下面我们学的这个神迹呢，是一个非常神奇的神迹。那么现在问题是，它这个神迹真的发生了吗？
And the answer is yes, from a multitude of reasons, one of which is that there were a lot of people outside who wondered what was going on. They were, in effect, witnesses to this great event.
答案是的，是真实的。因为呢，就是当时在那个圣殿的外面呢，有众人在外面祷告，有很多的人，他们为这将要发生的事情做出了见证。
So now the story proceeds, verse 11.
现在故事进一步往下走，第十一节。
Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah, standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
由于主的一个天使站在香坛的右边，向他显现。
So Aaron was in the holy place, in the temple, and he was offering his incense when an angel of the Lord stood beside him.
所以呢，就当时呢，撒加利亚在那个圣殿里，他在做他的祭司的职分，在那个焚香的，就在这个时候呢，有主的一个天使呢，站在香坛的右边。
Verse 12 says, And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him.
第十二节说呢，撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。
And you can imagine how fearful he was, because in fact, no one was allowed into that particular room at that particular time.
所以你不奇怪他为什么感到害怕呢？因为在那个时段呢，没有任何人被允许可以进入到他进入的那个房间里。
And frankly, I think he was pretty much afraid.
坦率地说呢，我觉得他非常害怕。
So verse 13 says, But the angel said to him, Don't be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
13节说，天使对他说，呀，不要害怕，因为你的祷告已经被听见了。你的妻子伊丽莎白要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
So, Zechariah gets this news. You can imagine the things whirling through his mind.
因为就是说呢，撒加利亚听到了这个事情，你可以呢去想象一下，他的思想里呢极其震惊。
And he probably said to himself, Amazing, God has heard my prayer. God realizes we've been praying for a son for a long time.
你可以去想象一下，他说那神他听到了我的祷告，听到了我祷告呢，神呢他要赐给我们一个儿子，因为我们为要一个儿子祷告了很久了。
How long did Abraham and Sarah wait for a son after God had promised them a son?
因为当神呢应许亚伯拉罕也要赐给亚伯拉罕一个儿子的时候呢，从那个神的应许开始到亚伯拉罕得到孩子，他们等到了多久呢？
Well, that was about 25 years.
大概是25年。
And then you sit back and you say, well, how long would it possibly have been for Elizabeth and Zechariah to pray for a son?
然后你坐下来一想嘛，你说呢？那么呢，撒加利亚和伊丽莎白他们等待一个儿子的时候呢，等待了多久呢
？And we don't know for sure, but probably a lot longer than 25 years.
我们不是很确定，但是有可能呢，要超过25年。
And so, I better tell you what their names mean. Zechariah's name means remembered. By Jehovah, the Lord remembers.
在这个里面，我最好跟大家讲一下撒加利亚这个名字的意思。它的意思呢是耶和华纪念。
Okay, the Lord remembered many things in the context of Zechariah. He remembered his prayer for many, many years.
因为就是神呢，就是记得那个撒加利亚的人生里很多很多事情。那么特别是呢，神纪念他的祷告，记得。
But he remembered the promises he'd made to Israel for far longer than 25 years, for hundreds and probably going all the way back to the days of Abraham, you could argue that they had been praying for the blessing of God to come. And here's Zechariah. He's remembered of the Lord, and the nation is remembered of the Lord. Marvelous name fulfilled in Zechariah.
这个里面呢，你可以去想象一下，那个主呢，他纪念他也记得他对那个以色列整个民族所做出的应许。那么说呢，就是你可以追溯到很久，到摩西那个年代呢，就是神呢已经向摩西应许了整个以色列的。那么说呢，神记得他们整个以色列，包括呢撒迦利亚，就是说撒迦利亚的名字呢，他以一种奇妙的方式呢应验。
So the question is, what would Elizabeth's name mean? And it is simply that God is the God of the oath.
那就是说是简单的说，那就是说是神是那个就是神的那些人的神。
God has promised. God will fulfill his promise. That's what her name means.
因为那就是神的誓言的神，神是誓言的神，神是说神记得他所做出的应许，这就是他名字的意思。
So God is the one, the God of the oath, who remembers his oath, and the two of them together typify the fact that God remembers and will fulfill his promises.
这个里面呢，就是他的名字是神是誓言的神，那神呢记得他的誓言，那么说呢，当然呢，神呢也就是说是要去应验他对他们的应许，所以神的誓言在神的应许在他们两个人身上应验了。
So verse 14 says, and you, Zechariah, will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
第十四节说，你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出生也必喜乐。Does
it make sense that Zechariah and Elizabeth would be happy to have a child miraculously when they were old?
这个是不是很有道理呢？就是撒迦利亚和伊丽莎白呢，他们以一种神奇的方式呢，当他们年迈的时候呢，得到一个孩子，他们是不是应该喜乐呢？
And the answer is yes. But not only them, but many would rejoice at his birth.
这个答案是是的，但是不仅仅只有他们两个人喜乐，有很多人因为这个孩子的出生而喜乐。
So the question is, who would be the many?
一些问题呢，谁是那些许多人呢？
And we would say, well, certainly their families would be rejoicing.
对，我们会说呢，当然呢，他的家人呢会喜乐。
But from an historical and a spiritual point of view, all the people who were standing outside at this point and were going to find out what had happened, they would rejoice that God had spoken to him when they were standing outside praying.
这个里面当然呢，那些站在殿圣殿外的，在这个呢当时的场景下，那些站在圣殿外的这些人呢，他们也会非常的喜乐，因为他们要见证这个事情发生以后将来要发生的一些事情呢，他们也知道神呢应允了他们的祷告的时候呢，他们也非常喜乐。
And now John is going to become a great preacher. And as a matter of fact, the Lord will say of him that he was the greatest of the men born of women.
这个约翰呢，他就是说是将来呢，他要变成一个伟大的传道人。他实际上地上是最大的，就是我们的主耶稣基督说呢，在地上有妇人生的，没有一个比约翰大的。
He was going to turn, he would turn their hearts toward God, and consequently, many will rejoice that this great man was born.
因为他要把很多的人的人心呢转向神，所以作为这样一个结果呢，很多人呢会因为这样一个人的出世而喜乐。
So verses 14, 15 and 16 now, he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
他在主面前将要吃大，淡酒、浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。
Oh, he was going to, verse 16, do mighty works for God, and there was a reason for it.
因为这个里面在第16节里呢，他要做神的伟大的工作，这里面呢有个原因。
Verse 14, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will not drink wine or strong drink.
因为这个里面呢，第15节里讲到的呢，他在母腹里就被圣灵充满了，淡酒浓酒都不喝。
Well, that's pretty exciting. It's interesting that the Holy Spirit and strong drink are often in juxtaposition against one another.
因为这个呢，就是非常明显的。通常呢，圣灵呢和浓酒呢，他们之间呢都是互相不相容的。
They both have the impact of supernatural change in the life.
所以这两样呢，都可以在人的人生里产生的超自然的影响。
Strong drink for the worse and the Holy Spirit for the better.
因为那个就是喝烈酒会变得更糟，和被圣灵充满会变得更好。
And the other thing is that greatness in the things of God is often associated with a godly upbringing.
因为这个里面呢，就是说，当然呢，就是说是神的伟大的工作，通常呢，就是和一个伟大的，就是说是里面的东西联系在一起的。
Zacharias and Elizabeth were going to be very good parents.
所以撒加利亚和那个就是说是伊丽莎白，他们会是非常好的父母。
All right, we're going to keep going. Verse number 17 says that this child will go also before God in the spirit and power of Elijah. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
17节说，他必有以利亚的灵与能力，行在主的前面，叫父辈的心转向儿女，叫悖逆人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
John the Baptist was ultimately going to be the preacher of repentance, and the impact that he was going to have is here. He would turn the hearts of the fathers toward the children again.
所以，施洗约翰呢，他最终传的是悔改的道。那么，这样的悔改的道的影响，最终呢，就是叫父辈的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
Many of the problems in the world today are that fathers do not take responsibility for their children.
对于我们当今世界的许多的问题呢，是父辈呢，他们不关心照顾他们的儿女。
Divorce is a terrible thing, and very frequently it simply means the fathers abandon their children and their responsibility to their children. Shame on them.
所以呢，离婚呢是一件非常可怕的事情。通常呢，离婚呢代表着父亲呢就是抛弃了他的儿女，并抛弃了对他们的职责，他们应该为此感到羞耻。
So John the Baptist was going to have a powerful impact on his generation. Praise the Lord.
对那个施洗约翰会对他的那一代人呢，产生一个极大的、极有能力的影响。感谢赞美主。
Now all of this implies that the son who's to be born to them is going to be a miraculous man. Who's going to do miraculous things in the lives of many people? Praise the Lord.
在这个里面呢，就所有的讲到的，就是他们要出生的这样一个儿子呢，会是一个非常神奇的儿子。他在他的那一代人里要做非常神奇的事情，所以赞美主。
Well, that's all very overwhelming.
这些所有的，我们说呢，极其的
And
震惊。
so verse 18 says, And Zechariah said to this angel, How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years.
18节说，撒加利亚对说：“我凭着什么可知道这事儿呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
So he's basically saying, from a human point of view, this is impossible.
”他基本上是说呢，从人的观点去看的话呢，这基本上是不可能的。
But have you noticed that the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is a book of the impossible?
所以你有没有呢？注意到呢？从那个就是说是就是创世纪到启示录，圣经呢是一本，就是说是把不可能变成可能的书呢。
How many impossible things have you read in the Bible?
所以你在圣经里读到了多少呢？不可能的事情呢？
And the answer is that the God who made us is the God of miracles. He does things normally in life, but he does things in miraculous, impossible ways too.
所以这个里面的答案呢，就是造我们的神呢，他是一个奇妙的神，奇妙的神呢，他在我们的人生里呢做工，他同样呢就是在我们的人生里行了很多不可能的这样的神迹。
Now the message of God comes to you and me, and it says this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
所以神的信息呢，传到你我这里，说呢，信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
And you say, well, that's wonderful, but how's that happen? That would be impossible.
所以你说这个太奇妙了，那么说呢，这怎么可能发生呢？这是不可能的。
He says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you die, God will take you to heaven.
也就是说呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督，那么当你死的时候呢，神会把你提到天堂去。
Well, normally you say that's impossible. How can I get to heaven? If I die, how can I be revived? And if I am revived, how could I ever get from here to heaven? It's all impossible.
你说呢？这个是不可能的，我怎么可能呢去到天堂呢？如果我死了，那么说呢？死了我又没有活，我如果不活的话呢，我怎么可以去到天堂呢？我怎么可能从一个地方去到另一个地方呢？这是不可能的。
But remember now, the story of the Bible is the God who intervenes in your life and my life to accomplish the impossible. And we say, thank you, Lord, that's wonderful.
大家就要记得呢，就是说呢，圣经呢，它是这样的一个一本书，就是神呢，他干涉我们的所有的人的人生，让我们的人生里行了很多神迹，把我们的人生里呢很多的不可能变成可能。我们说感谢主。
Verse 19 then says, The angel answered and said to him, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time.
第19节、第20节说，那天使回答他说：“我是站在神面前的加百勒，奉差而来的你说话，将这好消息报给你。到了时候，这话必应验。只因你不信我的话，看呐，你必哑巴，你不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。”
Why did the angel rebuke Zechariah for not believing?
为什么呢？就是加百勒呢，他要加百勒那个天使要责备那个撒加利亚他的不信呢？
And the answer is because Zechariah was a priest, and he should have known that the only way that God was going to be able to fulfill all those promises and prophecies from the Old Testament, the only way they could be fulfilled would be if God did the impossible.
那这个里面呢，因为呢，就是撒加利亚他是个祭司，他应该知道，应该知道呢，就是说在旧约里还在所有的时候，那么说呢，唯一的一个方式呢，神要实现他的应许的呢，就是神在他这里呢做一件不可能的事情。
Oh, which is very encouraging to us because, of course, when we read the Bible and we read of the promises of God, many of which are, from our perspective, impossible, the fact is, God will do it because He is the God of the impossible.
这些所有的呢，对我们来说呢，都是非常受鼓励的。因为呢，所有的在圣经里所记载的，所有在那个旧约时代所记载的，神呢都是在做一些不可能的事情。所以呢，如果我们相信神呢，神也会在我们的人生里呢行不可能的事情。
So, Zechariah, again, your problem is that you believe in the God of the impossible, but when you're told that he's going to do the impossible, excuse me, you don't believe it.
所以呢，现在呢，撒加利亚，你的问题是呢，你相信一个能做不可能的事情的神，那么当神告诉你要去做一件不可能的事情的时候呢，你却不相信这个不可能的神。
So God says to him, verse 20, because of that, you're going to be mute. You're not going to be able to speak until this happens, which means that it's going to take at least 9 months for this to happen. You're not going to be able to speak for 9 months.
因此呢，天使就对他说呢：“你必哑巴，你必变成哑巴，你不能说话，不能说话呢，就是直到这个孩子出生的时候。那么说呢，这意味着呢，撒加利亚至少在9个月内他不能说话。
What's the teaching that comes from that?
你这样的教导，教导了我们什么呢？”
It's very simple. If you don't believe God, you're not going to have very much to say.
现在就是非常简单，如果你不相信神，那你就没有太多的话要说。
And the reason that you will be listened to when you do speak is that people will say, you really believe that, don't you?
所以呢，理由呢，你到处去说的原因是呢，当人们问你的时候，你真的是相信那个吗？
And the answer is yes, we really do believe it.
这答案是的，我们真的相信。
So now back again to the simple story, and that is that Zechariah says, I'm glad that he's answering my prayer, but I don't really believe it. And the Lord says, All right, you're just going to have to be quiet then. Until it happens, you won't have much to say.
所以这个里面回到我们的故事里面呢，就是撒加利亚说呢，我相信呢神呢应允了我的祷告，但是呢我却不相信这种事情真的能发生。那么说呢，神说那么好吧，那你现在就变哑巴了，因为直到这件事情成就的时候，在这之间呢，你可能没什么话需要去说的。
And so, what's going on the outside now? Verse 21 says, And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple.
所以在圣殿外面发生了什么呢？第21节说，百姓等候撒加利亚，诧异他在殿里这么久。
The people were outside praying.
那个在圣殿外的人在祷告。
It may very well have been that before he went inside that he spoke to and preached a little sermon to these people.
因为通常呢，他呢就是会进到里面去，进到里面去以后呢，向这些人呢听的人呢讲一篇道。
He went inside, they stayed outside and prayed.
他进到里面去，他们站在外面祷告。
And then they waited and waited. And waited, and he didn't come out right away.
所以他们就等啊等啊，他并没有马上就出来。
It's quite possible that Gabriel and Zechariah had a longer conversation than we read summarized for us here.
所以呢，这是非常可能的。当时加百勒呢和撒加利亚呢有一个比我们在这里总结的写下来的这样的谈话更长的一段谈话。
The problem is that They, on the outside, couldn't see inside. They couldn't go inside. They were told they must not go inside. And so some of them probably began to wonder.
因为他们的问题呢，就是他们被告知呢，他们不能进去，所以呢，他们不知道里面呢到底发生了什么事情，所以他们在外面就诧异。
They might have even said, is he well? Did he get sick? Has a problem arisen? Did he even die in there? Why was he so long?
他们会说呢，他还好吧？他在里面怎么样呢？会不会生病呢？会不会死在里面呢？所以为什么他要在里面待那么久呢？
22 says, when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless.
第二节说呢，他出来的时候不能和他们说话，他们就知道他在殿里见了异象，因为他只向他们打手势，竟成了哑巴。
So when he came out, he was probably smiling. And he was obviously in good health, and he tried to speak to them, and he couldn't say anything. It may be, but no voice came out.
因为当时呢，他出来的时候呢，他有可能在微笑，但是呢，很明显的是呢，他不能说话。然后呢，当时呢，他要跟他们说什么呢？所以呢，他就像这样，尤其是。
And so, verse 22 says, verse 22 says, they perceived he had seen a vision.
因为第二十二节说呢，他们就知道他在殿里见了异象。
And in the consequence, they all became witnesses of this incredible miracle that had happened.
因为结果呢，他们所有的人呢，成了这个异象，这个神迹发生的这样的见证人。
Now remember, Luke's responsibility is to tell the story in such a way that it is obviously true. And so here we have all these witnesses to the fact that God did something amazing in the tavern in the temple at that time, and ultimately when the boy was born, Zechariah explained it all. They understood it's all establishing witnesses to the miraculous events that took place.
这个里面呢，也要记住，路加呢，他给我们讲的是很明显的事实，因为呢，这样通过这样的一些事情呢，在这个里面，当然呢，当时在那个圣殿外面呢，有如此多的见证人，见证人呢，当那个撒加利亚从圣殿里出来的时候，他不能说话，变成了哑巴，然后呢，用向他们打手势，所以呢，这些人呢，所有的这些人在外面的人都成了见。
All right, verse 23. And so it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, and that was probably a week, that he departed to his own house.
对，第二十三节说呢，他的供职日子一满，大概是一个星期满了，就回自己家去了。
Verse 24. Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among man."
第二十四节说，这些日子以后，她的妻子伊丽莎白怀了孕，就隐藏了5个月，说主在见过我的日子，这样看待我，要把我在人们当中的羞耻除掉。
So this is an amazing thing, and very soon, Elizabeth is going to have a son, but for the first 5 months, she told nobody. She just hid herself and rejoiced in the fact that God was going to do this marvelous thing.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这是一个非常奇妙的一件事情。当然呢，伊丽莎白呢，她非常的喜乐，只是说呢，她隐藏了5个月，她没有告诉任何人，她自己独自在这个神所行的这个奇妙的神迹里面喜乐。
All right, so that's not the end of the story, but we're going to change a little focus here because Luke is going to remind us what was happening to Mary, who became the mother of the Lord Jesus.
那第25节呢，并不是故事的结束，但是呢，路加呢在这里呢，他要把故事呢转向另一个主题，那么就是说是当时呢，那我们主耶稣基督地上的母亲玛利亚，她要怀孕的这样一个故事。
Now again, the historian says in verse number 26, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
第26节呢，当然呢，就是根据历史这样的记载，就是路加他是个历史学者，到了第6个月，天使加百列奉神的差派往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
So verse number 24 says this all there she hid herself for 5 months. Verse 26 says in the sixth month something else happened.
所以这个里面的第25节说呢，他呢隐藏了这个事儿呢，5个月。那么说第26节说呢，到了第6个月，就是在第6个月说呢，有些事情发生了。
Both the historian in Luke and the medical doctor of Luke would be interested in those two references to time.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是路加呢，他是一个医生。医生的话呢，他对这两个就是时间的准确点呢，是非常的感兴趣的。
And so Gabriel now is being sent, verse 27, to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
所以呢，加百列被派到这样一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
Yes, interesting now that on two occasions in that verse, we find that Mary was a virgin.
所以这个里面呢，就是非常有意思的，在这样的故事里，有两个地方呢，我们发现呢，玛利亚呢，她是个童女。
Several items of significance there. First of all, obviously, Mary had to be a virgin if she was going to bear the Son of God.
那这个里面有几件事情呢是非常重要的，在这里呢，如果呢玛利亚她要那个就是说去怀神的儿子，她必须是个处女。
But secondly, God's plan for marriage is always that the bride and the bridegroom be virgins when they come together, when they get married.
但同样呢，就是说呢，神的计划呢，是当新娘要嫁给新郎的时候呢，在她嫁给新郎之前，她必须是个处女。
It isn't just, the Bible doesn't just say that when they come together, they should never have been with anybody but themselves. That's true.
所以呢，圣经的时候呢，其实讲到的就是说，当他们两个人在一起的时候呢，在之前呢，两个人呢都不应该和任何其他的异性在一起，这个就是真的。
But God's plan is that when they come together as virgins. Premarital relationships are wrong, according to the Bible.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，但是神说呢，我们就是说两个人要结婚要在一起之前呢，他们必须都是处女。那么说婚前性行为呢，那是错误的，它是反对神的计划。
Our society doesn't believe that. Our society doesn't teach that. Our society mocks at that. But God says purity is required.
所以这个呢，我们的当今的社会呢，不相信这个，他们呢也不去像那样去做，他们甚至嘲讽、谩骂这样的行为。但是呢，神的计划是，就是纯洁是必要。
So verse 28 says, and having come in, that is presumably the angel Gabriel came to her house and came in to the house. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
第28节说，天使进去的，他说：“你这蒙大恩的，平安，主和你同在了。你在妇女中是有福的。”He
didn't say anything remarkable about her other than the fact that she was highly favored.
所以呢，他并没有讲其他的任何事情，但这里讲的一个非常的突出的一点呢，说是他蒙了大恩。Verse
29, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was.
这也就是说，玛利亚见到他，因他这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思。
So verse 30, then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
第三十节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要害怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”
So what is the key wording about her? She was a woman who had found favor with God, and God was going to treat her as one who is especially favored.
所以这个里面的这里的词的关键词是什么呢？它讲到的呢，就是说是他在神面前蒙恩了，所以是他是那样一位在神面前特别蒙恩的那样的一位。
It doesn't say that she was the most outstanding woman. It doesn't say anything about her greatness. It just says she was favored by the Lord.
所以这个里面呢，并没有说呢，她是一个非常杰出的妇女，并没有说讲她有多么的伟大，只是讲呢，她在神面前蒙了大恩呐。And
when God chooses you or me to do great things through us, or to be kind to us, it isn't because we're so outstanding. It's just because we have received the favor of God.
当神呢选择了你我呢去做呢神的伟大的工作的时候呢，并不是因为你我呢有多伟大，是因为我们在神面前呢蒙了恩了。
And verse 31 says, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus."
第31节说，看哪，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
What does the name Jesus mean?
那么耶稣是什么意思呢？
It means Jehovah or God is the Savior.
这里就是说呢，耶和华，或者说呢，主呢，是救主。
Everywhere Jesus went, his name said, "God is the Savior."
因为主耶稣基督不管走到哪里，他的名字呢，就告诉别人，神是救主。
The message of his life was, "God is the Savior."
他的整个人生的信息呢，就是神是救主。
And when he died on the cross, it was to establish the fact and to substantiate the fact that God was the Savior.
当他在十字架上为我们而死的时候呢，他建立了就是让神是救主这样的一个事情，让他充分的成立了。
All right, verse 32, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David."
第32节说，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他父大卫的宝座给他。
All right, verse 32 says, "He will be called the Son of the Highest," which means that he's not just going to be Mary's son.
所以这个里面第32节说呢，他要成为至高者的儿子。这个告诉我们，他不仅仅只是玛利亚的儿子。
Mary certainly wasn't the highest. She was just an ordinary girl.
所以呢，玛利亚她肯定不是那个至高者，她只是一个普通的女孩。
But her son was going to be called the Son of the Highest.
但是他的儿子呢，要被称之为至高者的儿子。
And the Lord was going to give to him the throne of his father David.
所以主神要把他父大卫的宝座给他。
Now the question is, how could David be his father?
那现在问题是呢，大卫该怎么可能成为他的父亲呢？
And we will get to that when we get to the genealogy of the Lord. We'll read all about that I'm trying to find it here in my Bible. It's in the third or the fourth chapter. Yes, it's in the third chapter. We'll get to that. But in the meantime, his father is going to be David.
这个里面呢，我们就马上呢，就是在后面呢要会发现，发现呢就是根据他的家谱，能够找到呢，那就是说是他的父辈呢，就是他祖呢，就是大卫。那么说呢，在这里呢，他玛利亚是他的父母亲。
All right, verse 33, he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
所以第33节说，他要治理雅各家直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
Well, those are absolutely amazing promises.
所以这里的都是一些绝对的神奇的应许。
His kingdom will never end. Here's this woman, and she had no idea what was happening. And the Spirit of God, through Gabriel, simply says, you're going to have a son, and he will be the son of the highest. He'll be the son of God, and he will have a kingdom that will never have an end.
所以呢，他的国呢是没有穷尽的。我们这里呢有这样一个女性，她叫玛利亚。她当时呢，加百列呢告诉她，她不知道到底发生了什么。那么加百列呢就告诉她呢，你不要怕，你要生一个孩子，就给他取名叫耶稣。他成为至高者的儿子，主要把他父大卫的宝座给他，他的国必没有穷尽。
Verse 34 says, then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man?
第34节，玛利亚的天使说：“我还没有认识男人，怎么有这事儿呢？”
He said, how can I become a mother if I've never had a husband or any man?
另外就是说呢，他说呢，我怎么可能成为一个母亲？如果我没有丈夫，也没有认识任何男人的话。
So the angel says to her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God.
第35节说，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你，至高者的能力要比因必你，因此你要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Absolutely amazing.
绝对神奇的。
The Holy Spirit of God Himself will be the father of this child.
所以呢，这个就是说是圣灵他自己将会成为这个孩子的父亲。
And then to give additional confidence that this miracle was going to take place, verse 36 says, Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.
第36节呢，为了更进一步的印证这一点，第36节说呢，看呐，你的亲戚伊丽莎白年老的时候也怀了一个儿子，就是那称为不生育的，现在有孕6个月了。
So how is the angel going to convince Mary that this is actually true?
所以呢，天使怎么能让玛利亚相信这样的事情它是真的呢？
And so the angel says to her, you know your cousin Elizabeth? She is going to have a child. And Mary knew that her cousin Elizabeth was old, old, old. No way she could have a child. And she was told she was going to have a child. That gave to Mary great confidence.
因为呢，就是亚伯拉跟他说呢，就是说玛利亚，你知道你的亲戚伊丽莎白，玛利亚那当然呢知道他的亲戚伊丽莎白，他的年纪非常非常大了，他年老的时候呢，那么说呢，如果他也能够怀一个儿子的话呢，那玛利亚那肯定也会怀一个儿子，这样呢，对给了那个玛利亚极大的信心。
And now verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible.
第37节说：“因为在神没有不可能的事儿。
That's not an amazing thing about God.
这个呢，并不是仅仅只是神的神奇的地方。
As we mentioned earlier, everything about God that we know is the God of the impossible.
也就像我们前面提到的，我们关于神的所有的事情都是不可能的，所以我们的神就是一位不可能的神。”
Way back at the beginning, the line is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's impossible.
因为我们回到的圣经的第一句话讲到的是呢，起初神创造天地，这基本上是不可能的。
But God did it.
但神却做了。
In the life of the Lord Jesus, there were several who he raised from the dead. That's impossible.
第三主耶稣基督的他的人生里呢，他让几个人呢从死里复活了，那是不可能的，基本上。
But he did it because with God, nothing is impossible.
但是呢，主却做到了，因为呢，第37节说呢，在神没有不可能的事儿。
Now, what is Mary's response? Verse number 38.
那么玛利亚的反应什么样的呢？第38节。
Mary simply said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
第38节说，玛利亚说：“看哪，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开他去了。
What is your response when you see indications of the miraculous hand of God?
那么你的反应应该是怎么样的？当你看到神的那个施行神迹的手的时候呢？
You read of his dealings with people in the world.
因为你去看看他在子民在世界上所做的事情。
And you say, God did that for them. Whatever God would do for me, I'm going to say thank you.
对我们说呢，神在他们身上行了那样的事情，那么神呢，不管在我身上行什么样的事情，我们要说谢谢您。
Circumstances of life come to you. What do you say? You say, Lord, I don't understand, but whatever you want to give me is what I want to get.
所以这个里面呢，你的人生出现了情况，那么你应该怎么反应呢？你要祷告，你说主啊，不管您在我的人生中啊，让我处在什么样的处境，这都是呢我想要的。
If there was ever an amazing line explained to anybody, it was the message of Gabriel to Mary. She didn't understand. She had no idea what the implications of this would be. All she said was, Lord, if this is what you want, let it be to me according to your word.
所以这里讲的最神奇的，在整个世界上最神奇的一句话是呢，当那个加百列跟玛利亚来解释呢一切将在他身上要发生的事情的时候呢，玛利亚呢当时呢他却什么都不懂，但尽管这样呢，他说啊，情愿照你的话成就在我身上，他说主啊，如果是您的旨意。
Why was she chosen to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么她被选择成为我们主耶稣基督的母亲呢？
In part because she was humble before the plan of God in her life. May we be the same.
所以呢，答案是呢，她在神在她的人生的计划面前呢，谦卑，愿我们呢也会这样。
Well, that's maybe the place where we should leave it for time this evening. But We praise the Lord for his grace in accomplishing a marvelous beginning to the great work of John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么说呢，这个呢，今天我们呢，就是可能就是比较好听在这里。那么说呢，我们所感到惊奇的是呢，神呢，在那个施洗约翰的人生和我们的主耶稣基督的人生里行的奇妙的工作。
Let's pray, and we'll see you all again next week.
所以我们来祷告，然后呢，下个星期大家再见。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the stories of the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩，我们也感谢圣经里的故事。
We thank you, Lord, that they're so exciting and wonderful, but we praise you also that they're true.
因为我们就是主啊，我们知道呢，他们在这里面都感到非常的兴奋，是极其奇妙的。我们也感恩，这一切都是真的。
And so we say, Lord, since you can do marvelous things for Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary, you could do great things for us. Lord, we're not looking for great things. We're just looking for your blessing on our lives.
主啊，我们知道呢，就是说呢，就像您在那个撒加利亚和伊丽莎白是，还有玛利亚身上行的那样的伟大的神奇的事一样。我们说呢，如果您在他们身上能行那样的神伟大的事情，那么说呢，在我们身上也能行这样伟大的事情。但是我们却不寻求伟大的事情，我们却寻求就是说您的赐福降临在我们的人生里。
Lord, each of us would say, as you did great things for them, would you just work in my life, please? You use me the way you would like to use me so that there could be glory for Jesus from my life too.
主啊，就是说呢，我们祷告，就像您在他们身上行的那样的事情，伟大的事情一样，就是祈求您的在我的人生里，那就是说是也行这样的事情，求您呢，就是用我，就像您应该用我的那样去用我，这样呢，我可以就是在我的人生里，给我们的主耶稣基督带来荣耀。
And so we give thanks now and pray your blessing upon us, each one, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
对于我们现在向上感恩，我们也祷告呢，就是您的赐福会降临在我们在座的每一个人身上。我们的祷告和感恩是奉着耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us.